Baie dankie, kanselier Rupert, vir daai wonderlike woorde. Goeiemiddag, dames en heren. Maweni. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, you have all been welcomed appropriately by the Chairman of Council, and from my side, I would also like to extend a warm welcome to everyone. I am honored to have you all present for this very special occasion. It is a great privilege for me to stand here today. Education is the bedrock of society, and higher education is the keystone locking everything in place. This institution in particular is a jewel in the crown of higher education in South Africa. I want to thank our council for entrusting me with this responsibility. I will not let you down, and by that I mean the entire university inclusively. I also want to thank everyone for welcoming me and my family with open arms. My wife and children have always been pillars of strength to me. Thank you, Catherine, Katusha, Bram, Kelly, and Gera for your enduring support. Not to forget our darling granddaughters, Eloise and Beatrice. Dames en heren, ek voel soos 'n verlore seun wat thuisgekom het na vele omswerwinge. Ek is 'n Stellenbosser, gebore en getoe. My pa, A.B. de Villiers, was die dekaan van regsgeleerdheid. As klein seentjie het ek dikwels ingeloer by sy kantoor in hierdie selfde mooi gebou. En net om die draai, in huis de Villiers, het ek 'n oorlas van myself gemaak by die grootkinders, die studente van destyds. En later het ek aan Paul Roos gematrikuleer en aan hierdie universiteit my as medikus bekwaam en ook hier gespesialiseer in interne geneeskunde voor ek in 1992 verder gaan studeer het in Engeland en toe lank in Amerika gewerk het. So, ek kom van ver af, maar ek is ook hier vandaan. My grondslag is hier op Stellenbosch gelê, waarvoor ek baie dankbaar is. Dit is een van die hoofredes hoekom ek hier is, om terug te ploeg by my alma mater. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a proud alumnus of Stellenbosch University, but I know all too well that the Stellenbosch of today is not the Stellenbosch of yesterday, and nor will it, or should it be, the Stellenbosch of tomorrow. Life is dynamic. Nothing stays the same, which means that we have the exciting opportunity of constantly changing, constantly transforming ourselves. And that's what we need to focus on, going forward. Baie van die harde werk wat ons tot hier gebring het, is verrig deur my voorganger, wyle professor Russell Bortman, en ek bring graag hulde aan hom. Ek het nooit die voorreg gehad om hom te ontmoet nie, maar ek het die grootste respek vir wat hy vermag het. Hy het Stellenbosch op 'n pad van verandering gelei, 'n reis van hoop, en vandag pluk ons die vrugte daarvan. Om die Stellenbosch van môre te bou, is 'n groot taak. Maar laat ek u verseker, my moue is opgerol, selfs al lyk dit nie so in hierdie akademiese toga en snaakse hoed nie, maar ek is reg om hierdie gerespekteerde universiteit saam met u na die volgende vlak te neem en na die tweede eeu van sy bestaan. So, waarheen is ons op pad? Ek het nie al die antwoorde nie. Dis nie waaroor leierskap gaan nie. Elke belanghebber het 'n stuk van die legkaart. Ons moet almal saam daaraan bou. Soos ek van die begin af gesê het, praat ek met soveel mense moontlik om eers te verstaan wat die situasie is en wat dit van ons vereis. Want dit is hoe ek opgelei is as 'n dokter. Jy neem eers 'n volledige geskiedenis, dan ondersoek jy die pasiënt, en eers dan maak jy 'n diagnose en implementeer 'n behandelingsplan. So, with this in mind, I've essentially been asking two questions. One, what makes you proud to be a Marty? And two, what can we do to make Stellenbosch University better? And here's some of what I've heard thus far. On the first question, a student said, "It's wonderful to share my life with so many different people from around the country and world, and the quality of instruction is outstanding. And a staff member said, the academic atmosphere here is on par with the very best universities in the world. Dames en here, dit klop met wat ons al reeds weet. Stellenbosch is een van die beste universiteite in die land. En op die gesaghebende Times Higher Education ranglys tel ons onder die top 300 universiteite ter wêreld en onder die top 20 in BRICS-lande. And actually, ladies and gentlemen, I have some breaking news. Just a few minutes ago, the global embargo on the latest edition of the QS World University Rankings by subject was lifted, and I am now proud to announce that Stellenbosch, and I quote, now features among the world's elite institutions in 10 subjects, including biological sciences, chemistry, and mathematics. And in agriculture and forestry, we are number one in the country. All credit to our staff and students for this wonderful achievement. Nou, hierdie suksesse spruit uit ons volgehoue prestasie ten opsigte van ons eerstejaars retensiekoers en ons algehele studente suksesvlak wat konstant bo 85% is. En dit is ook die gevolg van ons volgehoue prestasie in navorsing. Ons navorsingsuitsette is van die hoogste in die land en ons navorsingsinkomste het ook beduidend gestyg. En wat ook 'n rol speel, is ons betrokkenheid by die gemeenskap om oplossings te help vind vir ontwikkelingsuitdagings en probleme in die samelewing. Nou, dit is hoekom u my dalk al hoor sê het, dat in my professionele opinie as mediese dokter die US fiks en gesond is. But Stellenbosch University may be fundamentally fit and healthy, but that does not mean there's no room for improvement. That much is clear from some of the constructive feedback on my second question. What should be done to make Stellenbosch University a better place? A good number of the responses focused on the scarcity of parking on campus. Surprisingly few on salaries, I'm glad to say. More seriously though, there have been concerns raised around transformation, inclusivity and diversity, as well as our institutional culture and symbols on campus. There have also been comments around our language policy, which may be experienced as exclusionary by some. So, dui hierdie kommentaar bloot op die normale kwale en skete van 'n universiteit in sy laat 90er jare? Of dui dit op 'n moontlike ernstige onderliggende toestand wat ons welstand as 'n instelling bedreig? Kom ons ondersoek dit verder. So, the need for transformation has been part of the South African landscape for some time now, also in higher education. It seems to me that transformation can be thought of in two ways. On the one hand, it relates to the need for change in response to South Africa's history of racial discrimination and exclusion. On the other hand, transformation in education and research is an imperative to build the future we want for ourselves, for our university, for our country, and for our continent. Let me now deal first with putting right what was wrong in the past. In this regard, Stellenbosch University took an important step in the year 2000 when it formally acknowledged, and I quote, its contribution to the injustices of the past. This was captured in a policy document called A Strategic Framework for the Turn of the Century and Beyond, which took place in Professor Andreas van Wyk's time as rector. Broad and deep discussion led the university to take responsibility for its role. Make no mistake, This was an apology for apartheid, which I would like to reiterate. But the university did not stop there. It also committed itself to redress and development, specifically in terms of broadening access to the university for those who had previously been excluded solely on the color of their skin. Today, inclusivity is one of the cornerstones of our new policy framework, our institutional intent and strategy adopted by Council in 2013 under Professor Botman. In 1990, the year Nelson Mandela was released, Stellenbosch had 762 black, colored, and Indian students in total. Today, we have more than 11,200, or nearly 38% of our student body, and we will advance this further over the next few years. I believe we can do it. Looking at our staff diversity, 43% of our personnel are black, colored, or Indian, although that figure drops to 20% in terms of academic staff. So yes, there is much room for improvement. This is also true for the representation of women, especially at senior academic and management levels. But on both fronts, race and gender, we are working towards greater equality. And I believe we can do it. Dames en here, ons moet sorg dat die IS 'n plek is waar almal welkom voel. Vooral naarmate ons meer inklusief en divers raak, is het belangrijk dat elke matie voel hierdie plek is ook sy of haar plek. Een kwestie wat professor Chris Brink reeds in 2004 geopper het. Ons kan dit doen, daaraan twyfel ek nie vir 'n oomblik nie. Now, there is an argument that we don't sufficiently meet the needs of those students who don't speak Afrikaans. And there are viewpoints to the contrary. Wat ons moet doen, is om eerstens te besef, onderrigtaal is een complexe kwestie, wat versigtige oorweging en degelijke bespreking vereis. En kom ons neem dan, as ons uitgangspunt, die IS se nuwe taalbeleid, wat in November verlede jaar deur die raad aangeneem is, een beleid wat meertaligheid voorstaan. Hiervolgens is die IS verbind tot Afrikaans as akademiese taal, maar gebruik ons ook Engels om alle Suid-Afrikaners toegang te gee en bevorder ons isiXhosa waar doenlik. Stellenbosch is not an Afrikaans university. Stellenbosch is not an English university. Stellenbosch is not an isiXhosa university. Stellenbosch is a world-class, multilingual South African university. One of the few in this category. Which is sorely needed in a country with 11 official languages. This is how we are trying to ensure that language is not a barrier to access, but a tool for success, especially in diverse educational settings. Dames en here, die kwestie van Suid-Afrikaanse universiteite se institutionele kultuur en die pas van transformasie geniet tans baie aandag, en Stellenbosch is noodwendig deel van hierdie debat. Nou is die tyd om die denkleierskap wat ons nastreef te beoefen. Ons kan van die huidige debat 'n positiewe groeigeleentheid maak. Hoe so? Deur indringend te kyk na ons vordering, en sowel hierdie jong demokrasie van ons, wat eergister monde geword het, as hier by Stellenbosch, waar ons oor 3 jaar eeufees vier. Ons moet praat oor waar ons staan en waarin ons op pad is, en daarvoor het ons 'n konstruktiewe gesindheid nodig. Dit moet 'n gesprek sonder grense wees, soos Johan Degenaar dit noem. of 'n oop gesprek, wat deur NP van Wyk Lou gedefinieer is as gesprekke waarin jy oor alles kan praat, waar geen standpunt te gewaagd is nie en wat nooit in belediging, twis of woede ontaard nie. Die oop gesprek is enerzijds die vrylike uitspreek van eie mening en anderzijds die aandagtige luister na die mening van ander, sodat 'n wisselwerking ontstaan. En as jy hierdie wisselwerking tussen sê en luister het, kry jy 'n sterk sirkulasie van gedagtes. En dit sê van Wyk Lou, is so noodsaaklik soos bloedsomloop vir die liggaam. En dames en here, as medikus kan ek bevestig, bloedsomloop is absoluut onontbeerlik. As ons nie vrylik kan sê wat ons op die hart het nie, en as ons nie regtig na mekaar luister nie, is die prognose nie goed nie. As daar egter 'n sterk sirkulasie van gedagtes is, kom die bloeddruk weer reg en die kleur terug in die gelaat, want daar ontstaan wederkerige begrip en gemeenskaplike oortuiging. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what is needed in the transformation debate. Discussion without borders, an open debate in which ideas can circulate freely, leading to mutual understanding. I know we can do it. This brings me to the second way to think of transformation. Transformation is an imperative for creating the future we want. And this is especially true for universities, where we learn and teach, conduct research, and engage with society. In the foyer of our education building on the left here, there's an often used but enduring quote by Madiba. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Interestingly, the same quote appears in the hallway of the inner city high school in Los Angeles, where our son Brahm is principal. This speaks to its universal truth and inspirational appeal. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan once described education as a human right with immense power to transform. Let's unpack that for a moment. Transformation through education. That means there can be no transformation without education, because on its foundation rest the cornerstones of freedom, democracy, and sustainable human development. To learn and to teach is truly transformative. It changes lives. I have experienced the power of education myself. And I've seen time and again how a passion for knowledge and excellence sweeps us along. The philosopher Alfred North Whitehead said, "The task of a university is the creation of the future." Now there's a potent thought. The task of a university is the creation of the future. How is that achieved? It works, he says, because the gift the university has to offer is the one of imagination, the lighted torch which passes from hand to hand. That's transformation in action, passing the torch from person to person. So let me share with you a story that illustrates this well. It's about one of our students, Claudia Natsaki. So she's currently enrolled for a PhD in physiology after obtaining her MSc degree here in March this year. She grew up in El Dorado Park, Johannesburg, and after matriculating from Cliptown Secondary School, she wanted to study chemical engineering, but needed to improve her marks. Many learners in our country face this problem. They might have the talent and motivation, but face obstacles due to educational backlogs in the system. Then she heard about a bridging program called SciMath US, or SciMathUS, which stands for Science and Mathematics at the University of Stellenbosch. So she enrolled, did extremely well, and soon realized that she actually wanted to study BSc, not engineering. She says, SciMath US opened doors for me, gave me a second chance and time to discover my true passion. Since 2002, more than 1,100 students have completed this program, with many of them going on to obtain university degrees in medicine, engineering, science, and business. Ladies and gentlemen, that's 1,100 young South Africans who experienced the transformative power of education with ripples extending outwards from them throughout society. Claudia, baie geluk met jou inspirerende reis tot dusver. En sterkte met jou verdere studies. Jy wys die wêreld wat kan gedoen word. In die hoër onderwys kan ons transformasie bewerkstellig deur menslike potensiaal raak te sien en te ontwikkel en deur terselfdertyd op uitnemendheid te fokus. Nou, this brings me to a very important point I never tire of making. So, in the foyer of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, is a quote from a speech that its founder, Dr. Will Mayo, gave to a graduating class of doctors in 1910. And he said, "The best interest of the patient is the only interest." We at Stellenbosch University could just as well adapt this to the best interest and success of the student is the only interest. Dames en heren, wat in die student se beste belang is, is al wat van belang is. En dit sluit studente sukses in. Dit is vir my 'n prioriteit. Ek wil hê die universiteit moet studente 'n ervaring bied wat aangenaam, verwelkomend, veilig en gasvry is in 'n inklusiewe omgewing. Ons kan dit doen. Ons voor- en nagraadse studente moet 'n uitstekende opvoeding ontvang, wat hulle 'n mededingende voordeel in 'n snel veranderende wêreld sal gee. En die jongste tegnologie moet hiervoor ingespan word, want virtuele leer en onderrig raak al hoe belangriker. Studente het deesdae heeltyd toegang tot kennis van enige plek af. Hulle draai hele biblioteke op hulle slimfone rond, kry lesings op die internet en kommunikeer blitsvinnig via sosiale media. Die US beproef ook hierdie nuwe waters. Die Raad het aansienlike bronne beskikbaar gestel vir 21ste eeuse tegnologie in leer en onderrig. Ons plaas die klem op die vermengde model. Hiervolgens vervang tegnologie nie kontaksessies nie, maar word dit gebruik om leer en onderrig te verryk. Now, universities are places of learning and teaching, but also places of research. And it too is a transformative activity. It has the power to change how the world works and how people think. Society is increasingly looking at universities for solutions to both local problems and global crises in such areas as the environment, conflict management, health, water, food security, sustainable energy, and social cohesion. Well, American journalist and cultural critic H.L. Mencken said, "For every complex problem, there is an answer that is clear and simple and wrong." And that is because the world is faced with what John Cowell calls wicked problems, highly complex challenges comprised of interwoven issues whose potential solutions require creative, interdisciplinary thinking. And this is how Stellenbosch University as a research institution can help. Ons uitdaging is om plaaslik relevant te wees en terselfdertyd globaal mededingend. Ons moet fokus op daardie unieke areas waarin ons bepaalde kundigheid het. En ons moet samewerkings- en navorsingsnetwerke in Suid-Afrika die res van ons vasteland en wêreldwyd bou. Ek is vas oortuig, ons kan dit doen. Ladies and gentlemen, in his book, Good to Great, Jim Collins coined the phrase, big, hairy, audacious goals. He was referring to those visionary ambitions that spur us onto greater heights. NASA's goal of getting to the moon, the World Health Organization's goals of eradicating smallpox and polio, Google's goal of organizing the whole world's information and making it universally accessible and useful. I believe the aims of this university certainly qualify as big, hairy, audacious goals. Our Vision 2030 shares with South Africa's National Development Plan the desire to create a country that works for all its people. We want to create a university that works for all of us, a national, continental, and global asset to help make the world a better place by seeking solutions to such wicked problems as poverty, inequality, and unemployment in our society. And it is exactly because of this that the recent manifestation of xenophobia in our country is so reprehensible. South Africa is known internationally for its progressive constitution, but this is of little value if we as citizens have no regard for the human dignity and rights of others. Stellenbosch University is proud of the fact that we have more than 4,000 international students, making up around 14% of our student body. They come from 117 countries around the world, and 56% of them are from other African countries. They enrich us, and that is why we say no to xenophobia. Dames en here, dit is vir ons baie belangrik om 'n impak op die samelewing te maak. Ek het reeds met burgemeester Sedegu gepraat en saam van ons toesien dat die Stellenbosch Rektors Burgemeestersforum aktief en gereeld aandag aan sake van gemeenskaplike belang sal gee. Die universiteit streef nog altyd na diensbaarheid en gemeenskapsbetrokkenheid. Aanvanklik was gemeenskap eng gedefinieer, maar mettertyd het daar 'n evolusie gekom van volksuniversiteit na nasionale bate, wat nie net sommige mense van diens is nie, maar die hele gemeenskap. Ons het foute gemaak in die verlede, en dit is belangrik om verskoning te vra en bande te probeer herstel. En dit het ons begin doen in 2000 met die erkenning van die universiteit se bydrae tot die ongeregtighede van die verlede. Meer onlangs, in 2012, het Dagbreek Manskosses apologie aangeteken vir die slag van Andringastraat in 1940, toe studente met swart en bruin inwoners van die vlakte, 'n gebied van Stellenbosch, net hier langs ons, slaags geraak het. Professor Botman het gesorg dat daar 'n permanente, omvangryke uitstalling in die universiteitsargief in die Wilcox-gebou net hier oorkant ingerig is, om ons te herinner aan die gedwonge verskuiwings uit die vlakte in die 1960s. Dit het skeiding gebring, omdat die universiteit as 'n instansie nie destyds teen die uitsettings geprotesteer het nie, en ook omdat die lettere en sosiale wetenskappe gebou later op onteiende grond opgerig is. Ek kondig nou met nederigheid aan dat die universiteit in die belang van die regstelling en in die gees van wat professor Nico Koopman, dekaan van die fakulteit teologie, helende versoening noem, 'n beursfonds stig vir die kinders van die vlakte, die nakomeling van hulle wat ontwortel is. Last year, Stellenbosch University paid out 588 million rand in bursaries and loans to the 37% of our students in need of financial assistance. Of this amount, 55% went to black, colored, and Indian students based on merit and financial aid, financial need. And because greater diversity is a priority for us, we want to award even more recruitment bursaries. It is a golden opportunity for empowerment. Let me reach out to members of our community everywhere. Let us all move forward together. That will be the main thrust of my time as Rector and Vice Chancellor. Forward, vorentoe, siyaya, Stellenbosch. If there are obstacles in the way, let's remove them. Like the HF of Wood Plaque in our accounting and statistics building, this will be removed and placed in the University Museum there to be properly contextualized. Ons sal dit doen in oorleg met alle belanghebbers, insluitende studente, personeel, alumni, en die breë gemeenskap. This is an ideal opportunity to engage in open discussion about visual elements and symbols on campus, exactly as an institution of learning and critical thinking should. It will help us move forward. Dames en heren, die Universiteit Stellenbosch het diep wortels in hierdie land. En daar is twee aspekte wat nog altyd soos 'n goue draad deur ons geskiedenis loop. Uitnemendheid en diensbaarheid. Deur hierop te fokus op inklusiewe wyse sal ons vorentoe beweeg en floreer. We are moving forward into our next century, striving for perfect health, deeply committed to our community and our country and the values of our constitution. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Ek dankie en kos kakou.